Wife has been using her annual girls' trip as an annual hall pass. My wife, Alice, 31F, and I, John, 33M, have been together for 11 years and married for 8. We have a set of 4-year-old twins, MF. Our relationship over the last 3 years has been wonderful. We spend at least one night a week together on a date, SX is regular, we discuss everything, have long close conversations, and financially we are hitting full stride, both of us have growing careers. It wasn't always this good, but it has never been bad either. We have grown up together. We had a lot of the typical couple problems early on and throughout our 20s. But each challenge just seemed to bring us closer in the end. That's what makes what I found out 2 days ago so much more devastating. My wife has been cheating on me. Every June, my wife and her best friend, Betty, take a girls' trip. It's been a tradition they've done since they were 18. It's nothing crazy, they usually just pick a nearby touristy town and spend the weekend shopping, or laying by a pool, or doing spa treatments. Nothing too over the top. She has this year's trip already booked, and it's in just a couple of weeks. The other day, I was looking at our bank account app, and it wanted some mandatory info verification for privacy's sake. I clicked the button, and it went into two-step authorization. I clicked OK, and it said it had to send me a code via text, but it's my wife's phone tied to the account. I begrudgingly got up and went and found her phone. I would normally ask, but she was napping, and I didn't want to wake her. I picked the phone up and hit for the code to unlock since it obviously wasn't going to recognize my face. I know the PIN, it's the same thing she uses for everything. Once unlocked, she had Snapchat open, and there was a message from her BFF in the chat. It said, "Are you really going to go through with it?" A sense of dread washed over me. I really had no reason to feel this way, but something about the question just felt so off. I thought hard about how my wife would respond and typed back, "Why wouldn't I?" Betty responded, "I'm just saying, two guys at once is pretty intense." My heart dropped. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Knowing I couldn't keep the act up, I stopped responding and began looking through the snaps. There were two guys I vaguely recognized as being from my wife's past. Unfortunately, it's Snapchat, so when I clicked on them, there was nothing there. I went into her phone deeper. Nothing in her texts or email. I looked through an oddly named folder, and in it is WhatsApp. Here are the messages I was looking for. Her messaging with her old HS boyfriend, David, 31M, making plans for their upcoming girls' trip. No smoking gun, no sexts or pics, but definitely flirty. Definitely making plans to meet at the hotel, and definitely planning on him bringing his college roommate, who was also my wife's second boyfriend, Mike, 32M. I couldn't believe she would do this. I was also wondering how long this has been going on. There are not a lot of messages, but I could tell that this won't be the first time David has joined her on the girls' trip. I knew since Betty would figure out that I sent that last response, I had to confront my wife when she woke up. When she finally woke up, some grueling 45 minutes later, she immediately picked up her phone. She didn't even notice me sitting in the chair in the corner of our room. After looking at her snaps and sending a few back to Betty, she finally put two and two together and realized I had been on her phone. She looked over and finally noticed my presence. Her first words, said in a very annoyed tone, were, "Did you go through my phone?" Before I could even get a word out, she starts laying into me about invasion of privacy. I became immediately engaged. How dare she blame me for anything? I tell her I know she is cheating, that she's talking to David and Mike, and that her and Betty's trip is just a cover. At first, she tries to deny everything. Tries to gaslight me. Telling me I'm reading too much into the messages, that she is just catching up with old friends and knew I would act like this, that's why she didn't tell me they were going to get lunch. It was all nonsense. I got so mad this whole thing devolved into just screaming and yelling. I told her I wanted a divorce, and she said, "Really, you're going to throw away over 10 years over a couple of nothing texts?" Implying I was the one throwing things away made me see the darkest red, and I said what I knew would get under her skin far more than anything else, "I'm not the one throwing it away, you stupid witch." Now I knew this would drive her crazy. She hates that word. She even gets upset when TV characters say it. I've never seen her that mad, but it worked. She totally flipped and screamed at me that she does this for us. I was mind blown by that statement, but she wasn't done. I'm paraphrasing from memory, but basically, she just angrily started spouting off everything. "Why do you think our relationship gets better every year? I deserve this. It's my free weekend, it lets me handle all the crap from the year, resets me. If you can't understand that, that's your problem. So what if I'm crossing some lines, are you not happy? We have it great, and all it costs is me getting one weekend a year off." At this point, she softened a little but kept a stern tone, "I get it, your pride is hurt, but it has nothing to do with you, this is for me. You can have a great life, I just need this once a year, and you need to make peace with that. We have a good thing going, don't mess it up because you're mad now." I couldn't believe what I heard. I felt literally woozy in that moment. My chest tightened. This woman was out of her mind. I didn't say a word. I left the room, went to my car, and headed for my brother's house. When I arrived, I just texted my wife, "I'm at Tom's, please don't message me, I need time. I've been hanging out here for 2 days just under the guise of generic marital problems. She has texted me each morning, asking me to come home and talk. I responded both times, not yet. I don't know what to do. I've never been hurt so badly or so coldly. I love her, but this is too much. I plan to go back home tomorrow and try to sort this out. I don't see how we ever come back from this.